Reading. Essay. Part 1. Carol's patient is in ventricular tachycardia again. In her 70s, the patient's been without brain function since she went into cardiac arrest while singing in her church choir. When I hear Carol call to me, I raise the side rail on my patient's bed, hurry across the cardiac ICU, and snatch the crash cart. As I shove it close to the bedside, Carol grabs the defibrillator paddles and shocks the patient. When the monitor shows no change in rhythm, Carol delivers another shock. This time it works. We watch for a minute to make sure the rhythm continues. Then Carol goes to call the physician while I check the patient's IV, endotracheal tube, and urinary catheter. We're understaffed, with 6 patients between us. Sometimes, at the start of a night shift, it's hard to feel positive when you know it might not be possible to provide the best care. We're several hours into the shift now, and saving this patient's life feels good. When Carol returns with her orders, we quickly prepare the medication and the new IV infusion.